Good evening, Abba Isai. We're going to be learning tonight, I think, one of the most common, if not the most common, misconception of... I think the most common misconception on Yom Neiroim, when we are... when on Yom Kippur, especially, when we go down on the floor, the most common misconception, I think, we're going to be covering a bracket in the Mishnah Berurah today. Brackets, and we're going to be learning all about this halacha of not going down on the floor for ishtachavaya kida. We're going to be learning this halacha. It's a sif ches, the Ramah, which covers this point, and we'll be learning all the relevant halachas. Hopefully, we'll be touching on kuf lamed beis as well. Let us see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Over here in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Seif Ches. Ein Odom Choshuv. A person, this is really a final Seif. It's not directly connected to the earlier Seifim in the Siman. Slightly independent point, but nevertheless, it's connected to some extent. Ein Odom Choshuv Reshai, Lipel Alponov, Kshemispalil Alatzibur. A person is not allowed to be Noifel Alponov, to go down on the floor when he's mispal, when he davens on for the tzibur, Elohim Cain, unless hu batuach, he is certain sheyan sheyonet that he will be answered ki Yeshua binun, like Yeshua binun. A person is not allowed to make a public challenge, a public display. He's going down on the floor and he says, Hashem, Hashem, please answer that I should win, or not I, that the public it should rain, or that it should not, whatever it may be, a public, and you're going on the floor, and you say, please Hashem, answer our tefillah, my tefillah. A person is not allowed to do that unless you are you are certain Hashem will answer your tefillah, and will hear your tefillah. If you understand that Yeshua ben Nun, then you can do it. If you're sure you're on the same level as Yeshua ben Nun, that's acceptable. Otherwise, don't do that. What do you think may be the reason for that? Why are we not allowed to just go down and say, Hashem, please make that rain, or... Yeah. If that won't happen, then what?
Think that.
Very good. Very good. People will have doubts in their emunah. Gaiva as well, an element of Gaiva. Mishnah Berurah, Seif Katan Lamed Zayin. Lipoy Al Ponov. Let us first of all define what action exactly are we talking about. Hainu Kshudech Kida. This is Kida, meaning you're going down on the floor. Vafilu Beloy Pishut Yodayim Veraglayim. Even without stretching your hands and your hands and your legs, so you're not completely stretched out. You're just going down on the floor. That also is not permitted. Even if there's no stone floor, we'll speak shortly about stone floor in Yetzah Hashem, that even if it's, you're not going completely on the floor, and even if it's not stone, nevertheless, it's also, if you are just turning yourself a little bit, you're going down a little bit, but you're turning yourself on the side, it's going to be, he said that may be permitted. But Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Lamed Ches, what is it talking about? Kshemispalel atzibur perish ubifnei tzibur. It's not only for a communal matter, it's also in front of the community. If a person after mincha, after ma'ariv, after shachris, he says, Rabbi, we need to daven over here because of the election. We need Brexit or not Brexit. Yes. So we need to daven for a communal. So then, say that, if it's before the tzibur, then you're not allowed to do that. The ksefele milkse shemaharin shein hogun vein roi leonois. He said there's going to be a knock-on effect over here, that people will think that there is an element over here that, as you said, that people will, it will not, the knock-on effect is that we are, or he is not worthy to be answered. There is going to be, if you're not answered, the knock-on effect of that is going to be quite huge. People either say, oh, this tzaddik is not even such a big tzaddik, which that itself is devastating, or the community itself will think even worse. They'll say, you know, we are maybe not worthwhile of a response of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is a very, very negative knock-on effect. Consequently, don't do that. Aval bevesoy, if you're on your own in your house, hafilu mispalel la'tzibu muter, it's going to be permitted. So if you really want to daven, and you feel that you really want to go down on the floor and you say, please Hashem, give us a Yeshua, if it's on your own, in your house, nobody sees you, take down the, close the shutters and close the curtains, and you're allowed to do it. Then he adds an additional point. Deim kol hakol noiflin, oz eimein chas v'sholem nenin, ein gnai kol kach l'odom choshuv. Tal yod yifu michlal ha-tzibu. Says Mishabur, the second point Mishabur said over here is as follows. It says, if the person is doing this on his own, and he's going down on the floor, and he says, Hashem, please give us a Yeshua, and he does it, then you're not allowed to do that, unless you're like Yeshua Benon. However, if everybody at the whole Kehila will do it simultaneously, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's actually fine. Why do you think Abayi say will be fine? Imagine, the whole shul needs a certain Yeshua. They need a certain Yeshua. All shul together. And everybody then simultaneously goes down on the floor and says, please Hashem, give us a Yeshua. That is acceptable. Why do you think Abayi said this is acceptable? Right. That's right. If, you know, Rabbi Yisrael, what would you think? What would you think? If everybody else together does it, it's acceptable. Why is that? Right. Right. I think that the reason is that although there's always an element of koyach hatzibu, there's always a koyach of, you know, everybody together, but at the same time, there's always going to be, if you're talking about a tzibu, there's always going to be some elements of people that could spoil it for others. So whilst we all know the koyach hatzibu, but if one individual person, you can't blame anybody, but at the same time, there's going to be a unit over here which is not complete, not all tzaddikim. And therefore, if everybody does it together and Hashem doesn't answer, it's understandable, it's acceptable, and we'll be okay with it. Yeah. Yeah,
because it's primarily faith in him, yeah, as opposed to faith in
HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good point. Is this a kasha? Do you think it's a kasha?
I don't know. It just sounds like if that's the reason, then it seems like maybe that's the same reason why. The reason carries.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, true. Yeah, good. Good. Okay. Sif Cotton Lamed Tes in Mishnah Berurah says Shonik Yeshua Benun Shomar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kum Lecha Lomat Noifel Al Panechad. The pasuk says with regards to Yeshua Benun, why are you Noifel Al Panechad? Why are you so distressed? So if you're on tzaddik like Yeshua Benun, you're allowed to do that. Otherwise, refrain. Mishnah Berurah Sif Cotton. Now continues the Rama. That is really relevant for Yom Noyoyim. Vechein Oso Lecholadom Lipel Al Panechad Bepishut Yudayim Regleim. And the next follow on point is in the Rama as follows. Never, ein, also, lekol adam, anybody, forget about if you're a tzaddik, a rosh, whoever you may be, don't go down, lipa upon, go down on the floor, bepishut your dying brag line, if you're stretching out your arms and your legs, afilu, even im ein shom even maskis, even if there is no stone floor, even maskis, stone floor. Havalim no itiktas al tzidah, if you're not mamish, going down on the floor, but you are slightly tilting yourself onto the side. Mota, it's permitted. The main shom even maskis, if there is no stone floor, if it's not a stone floor. Fechen yaseh b'yom kippah, that's what you should do on Yom Kippur. Kshonof na plane when you go down on Yom Kippur by doing the shtachavoyes. Ve'im yatziu shom asovim, kidei lehafsik bein hakarka. Im yatziu shom asovim, if you are spreading there some leaves, in order to separate ben akaka between the floor and the face, that is permitted. We're now addressing the shaila of the bending down, Tishtachavoy on Yom Kippur. We know several times in Yom Kippur we do it. And there is, over here, various shilas involved. Rabbi Yisai, what is the minhag generally when it comes to Tishtachavoy on Yom Kippur? What do you do? We do indeed, and how do we do it?
On our knees.
On our knees. Is there any problem? If it's a stone floor. Covering the floor. Good. So I want to ask a few questions. First of all, why do we need to cover the floor? What if you can't get any, if you haven't got anything to cover the floor, do you have to cover the floor? Question number one. Question number two, I want to know, what happens if it's a carpet? What happens if it's in this shul over here? If it's carpet, do you have to still do it? Yes or no? And I want to know also, if you need to cover it up, if you need to make a set, what did he say, if you put a cover, any kind of cover, do you then, where do you need to put it? Where do you put it? Oh! You need to put the cover by the arms, by the legs, by the head,
hands, knees,
head. You're saying we do kida. We don't do flat. So you're saying that since we do kida, we don't do flat. We are only kind of now four. Therefore, there is no need really.
But the Ramah
does say. So let's clarify. So this is slightly confusing, Ramah, if I may say. Mishneh Berurah absolutely clarifies all those questions. Seifkot nem in Mishneh Berurah. V'chein os. Akdim akdom akzora. There is a need for a slight introduction here. Short introduction. Kedei sheisbar eitem, in order everything should be clear. Ve'u, elayis. Tehine ksiv ba'toiro. It says in the Torah, ve'even maskis loisitnu ba'atzichem. Heaven maskis is a stone. Should not be put, loisitnu ba'atzichem, should not be put in your land. Le'ishtachavois oleo. Do not betray yourself, do not bend down, do make shtachavoya on even maskis, on stone floor. Tehainu ayin, these are three crucial words. This has nothing to do with Avodah Zorah. Nothing to do with Zorah. This Issa of Ishtachavoya, of Evan Maskis, of going down on the floor, has nothing to do with Avodah Zorah. This is even Lavdil. If you bend down for the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's also Evan Maskis, he's even with Ishtachav El Hashemayim. Continues the Mishneh Berurah. Hal Evan Maskis al Ritzpa Savonim. If it's Evan Maskis, any stone floor. Techadim Hilze, it's all one thing, one Issa. Fekotzvu ha-poiskim, and the poiskim write, this is the early poiskim, de'ein also min ha-toirah. The Torah Issa is only. Kim k'sheshtat le-girsem. Two conditions apply. Only when those two conditions apply, the Issa is midoiraisa. Tehainu, it is. K'shemishtach ve-pishut yudayim v'raglayim. It's only if you are mishtachave bepishut raglaim. If you are spreading yourself completely flat on the floor, and v'gam al ritz pasavonim dafke, the issa only applies if you are lying down flat on the floor and it's a stone floor. If those two conditions are fulfilled, then it's an issa deraisa. If only one of those two conditions are fulfilled, then it's going to be the rabbono. If it's the kida, i.e. the high nuk shinoy for the upov, you are falling on your face. Al ritzpa beloy pishit ranglaim. In other words, you're not lying down flat on the floor, but you're not lying down flat on the floor, but you are on your four. What a nice rhyme. If you're on your four, but you're not lying down flat, then it's not on stone floor. It's only going to be with Rabbonin. Even if you're not lying down flat, nevertheless, it's going to be also with Rabbonin. And also, if it's not stone floor, it's also with Rabbonin. If you're lying down flat. But if you've got both conditions are not fulfilled, dehainu, i.e., der kida, if you are on your floor, on your four, beloy ritzpas abonim, and it's not on stone floor, loy goz rabon chomin denasa. Yeah. If you're on four and not flat, על ריץ פזבונים, on stone, אך שלא יודע, היקיד הגמורה, although it's not it's not היקיד הממש, תהיינו שנות או קצת על צידו, if you're on your side, אוי, הוי בפישות דיין ורגליים, ושלא על הריץ פה, ונות או קצת על צידו, תולה ופישות ממש, גם כן מותר. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, there is an Issa Torah of, there's Evan Maskis. The Issa applies only if two conditions are fulfilled. A, you need to be flat on the floor. B, it needs to be on a stone floor. If any of those two conditions are not fulfilled, it's going to be midrabanan. If it's not a stone floor, it's not deraisa. And if it's not flat, it's also not deraisa. It's only going to be midrabanan. What happens, Rabbosai, if a person is not lying down flat and it's not a stone floor? It's mutter. Okay. So, right. So therefore, what would be the halacha rabbosai in the normal shuls? Mutter, if there is. If it's a carpet, it's going to be mutter. Is that the minhag rabbosai? No, it's not the minhag. If there's a carpet, it's not going to, that, I think we agree, no?
Yeah.
I think the minhag is, if it's a stone floor, make it's midrabanan. And if it's a carpet, the minhag is not, yeah.
But even the floor downstairs, it's not stone.
Good, very good. So the consensus of the poskim is, and that's very much following what you are saying, many poskim say that anything which is got, I don't know what you think about it, Rabbi Yisai, the svara needs to be investigated a little bit. Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Yashiv, and all the poskim say that if it's something which is fixed onto the floor, even if it's not on a stone floor, the same halacha will apply, at the very least as a minhag. So, if it's anything similar to stone, what material is it?
Wood.
Right. Right. So that's exactly what the way the poskim put it. They said, although it's not mamash stone, but the poskim amachmi, I don't know if it's midrabanan. It's hard to say it's mamash midrabanan, but at the very least, there's a very strong minhag to consider it, since if it's a fixed on the floor, it's a fixed kind of attachment onto the floor, they want to say the same halach will apply. Therefore, I remember when I was in Gate, Rabbi Gideon, one year on Yom Nerim, they gave out little carpets. Do you remember those? Little carpets. So those, you know the little carpets? So what would be the halacha then? If you put the kind of a small carpet, it's like a small sized carpet, and you put it in for, you use that? Perfectly, that's perfectly okay. But if the carpet is fixed, and is attached, and is connected to the ground, then it's a permanent carpet. What's the right word for this? It's going to be called a permanent carpet. Fitted carpet, that's going to be a shaila. Rabbosai, now we come, does that make sense so far? Yeah, it's very clear, Mishnah Berurah is very clear. What happens, Rabbosai, now? So the minhag is, on Yom Nirayim, we're going to ensure that you're going to put something between yourself and the floor because of the issue of Evan Maskis. It's true, it's certainly not the Raisa, because you're not going down flat, so it's not the Raisa. Nevertheless, it's going to be with a Rabbanon or a strong minhag, depending if it's a stone floor or similar to a stone. But Rabbi Yisai, we're going to put something between us and the floor. Where do you need to put it? So he said, head, knees, need. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and these are brackets, Rabbi Yisai, but this is a huge misconception. Ve'en sham even maskis, oy ritz pasavonim. Ve'im yei sham ritz pasavonim, says the Mishnah Berurah, if there is a stone floor. I feel it derech kid also. Fedafka Kshaponov Dvukim Bekaka. Rabbi Sai, it's only four words and it's in the brackets. But this is really the key over here. The Mishnah Berurah says Dvukim Bekaka. This is only Dvukim Bekaka if it's literally what it means, it's sticking to the ground. This over here tells us a really important yesod with regards to the Issa of Evan Maskis. I'm not coming as a duke. It's not Mamash a duke, it's more really what the poskim are coming from. He has the poskim said that Issa Evan Maskis Kida the Rabbanan is about your face dvukim bekaka, your face being on to the ground. The separation is therefore if the Issa is about your face facing the floor. So where's the main Issa? The head. The head, Rabbi said. Exactly like Rabbi Kagan said, it's the head. You need to have a separation between you and the head. This has nothing to do with covering your arms and your legs. It's maybe practical, you don't need to get dirty, it's very nice, it's a good idea as it is. But as far as the Issa, Evan Mask is concerned, or the Minik, it's all about separating and making a separation between your head and the floor is concerned. Dvukim Bekarka needs your face facing the floor. That is the Issa. You need to ensure, if you've got only one, if you only manage to get hold of one paper towel, because that's always one tissue, that's all you've got available, if you can't find a bag and you have nothing else available, then what are you going to be doing? You're going to be putting that paper towel, that tissue, between the floor and your head.
Wait, is it a problem with touching or just
facing? You don't have to be touching. If it's you separate it, if the floor is separated, that's what it needs to be. The Mishnah Ramah is talking about in previous generations, they put asavim there, they put some leaves there, and they put the leaves on the floor between. They put that's the way it was done. So he says also, turning, the Ramah says, if you turn yourself onto the side, that's acceptable as well. Turning yourself on the side, that's fine as well. I can't picture it myself completely. How do you do that? You're turning yourself on two, you're like, whoosh. I don't know, it's like you're balancing.
I've usually got my siddur.
So you're trying to, you're balancing, yeah.
That's the covering?
Siddur probably not, no. No. Yeah, talus. What about talus, Rabbi Yisai? Talus is mentioned in the poskim. Rabbi Yisai, talus is fine. Talus is fine. It's maybe not that covered, but bless bear if you've got no choice. There's the element of the tzitzis not touching the ground. That's true. We learned the Ramah a long time ago in the tzitzis that ideally the tzitzis shouldn't be dragging on the floor. It's correct. But never mind that. As far as the talus is concerned, really, if you've got a talus, really would be acceptable as a separation. Yeah, but you just have to look after your tzitzis. Right, okay, this is with regards to this Islam of Evan Maskis. Right, okay, we're continuing with the next simon, which is the Simon Kuf Lamed Beis. There is a very long, famous bi'aloch over here. Can you see on the side of the bi'aloch? It's called Kuntres Mayim Kadishin. Now, this is a long Kuntres over here. It's a bi'aloch who speaks in great detail about the halochas of Kaddish, who comes first by Kaddish. When there's various people who have obligations, chiyuvim of Kaddish, there's an oval, and there's a yard site, and there is a, you name it, and then there's various scenarios. One is in, from town, one is a visitor, and one is oval for this kind of person, that kind of person. Many, many, many rules who is entitled to say the Kaddish. This is all based on the fact that two people don't say Kaddish simultaneously. There's many, many halachas over here, and this is really the whole Mishnah Berurah was very, very keen of making clarity over here of the order who is to say Kaddish, who's got more rights to saying Kaddish. The same halachas apply also with regards to Chiyuvim to daven for the Amud as well. This is the halacha. There's various interesting halachas here. It's mainly applicable for the Gaba. Gaboim need to be goes to Bekim in this halacha over here. Any Gaba needs to know exactly who comes first. But this is the halacha Mama Kaddishin. Or let us see what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. Dinei Kedusha Uvaletzien. Says the Mishnah, the Ramasif Aleph, Metargimin Kedusha Uvaletzien. We translate the Kedusha of Uvaletzien. V'tzorich leizor bo me'oid, lo imro bekavona, we need to say Uvaletzien in great kavona. V'le'inyin ima yochid oimro, with regards to a single person saying it without a minion, Dino Kedin Kedusha Shebeyoid, so the same halacha applies as in Kedusha, in Yotzeoir, Ayle El Simen Nun Tes. We learned over there in Simen Nun Tes that the Ramah said the minig is to say it even if you're a Yochid, you still say the Kedusha. Yes, it is the same word of the Kedusha. Nevertheless, you're allowed to say it as a Yochid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Seif Koton, Aleph Metargiminon, Kedesh Avinu Akol. We need to make sure to understand Uvoletzien, and therefore it's translated from Aramaic to Lashon HaKodesh. Seif Koton, Beis, The Bikavonu needs to be said Bikavonu. Why is that? The Gemara says, Miyoim shechar beis hamikdash, from the day the beis hamikdash was destroyed, alma koya kedusha de sidra. The world stands on kedusha de sidra. Rabbeisai, I haven't got a full understanding in this. I mean, you see, the Dir Shaore brings a Rashi in Soita that says that the reason why this is so important to say the Kedusha etc. is because, that is, we learn Torah. It's a bit of learning Torah, and since the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, the world stands on learning Torah. I can't claim that I fully understand this, why this is considered learning Torah, and why at this point we need to learn Torah. I'm not quite sure, but the basic underlying insight is that now, from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, if we learn Torah in the Kedusha, if it's translated and we say it, we learn Torah a little bit, a few words of Torah, as we're completing, we're finishing davening, we're reaching now, Hovoritzi in the end of davening, we're learning a bit of Torah, it's part of davening, that's the world is standing on that. So, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Alma Koya Kedusha the Seder, the world is standing on Kedusha the Seder. Now the Mishnah Berurah says something which, have you ever seen this minik? Have you ever seen this happening anywhere? Kshemachiz in Dovo, when the governor needs to, or anybody, needs to proclaim something and say something publicly, he needs to be announced prior to Ashei. Veloi ben Ashei l'amnatzeach, and not between Ashei l'amnatzeach. Rabbi Yisai, have you seen this anywhere happening? Any announcement needs to be before Ashei, and not between Ashei and Nuvolitzin. Have you seen this happening anywhere? Imagine that.
Could that be because people would leave after Ashrei?
Maybe. Yeah. So it could be. Although the Ramah says later on that the next Shulchan Aruch says don't leave. Yeah, that's exactly the next Shulchan Aruch. But it may be that maybe Mishnah Berurah tells us this at this point because he was worried that people are going to leave before Seif Beis. So you're right. Maybe I have to do that. So he said that don't say. Don't make an announcement before Volitzian, but if you need to make an announcement, say before Ashei. Rabbi Yisai, we learned this evening, we're zeicher to learn the halachas with regards to Adam Choshuv, that if you're sure you're like Yeshua Benon and your tefillah will be your shtachavah will be answered, you're allowed to do it. Otherwise, if you're not quite sure that your tefillah will be answered, don't do it publicly, because maybe Chas V'Shalom your tefillah will not be answered, then you're going to be messed up then. The Ramah then goes into detail of the Issur of Evan Maskis, and we had such a clear introduction, Mishnah Berurah, that says that Issur D'Oraisa is only if two conditions apply. What are two conditions, Rabbi Yisai? No, that's not the condition. Stone floor and that's right, spread out completely. If only one of those two apply, then it's only going to be Medrabonon. If none of them apply, then it's going to be it's mutter. We spoke about contemporary kind of flooring, which are questionable, even if it's not complete stone, it's still, the minhag is to consider that stone. Therefore, on Yom Ne'oim, what we do is that we have to do the way we do it. As says the Ramah, we put a separation, and that is the way to take off the Issa. Right, we then carried on speaking about Uvolitzian, that it's a very choshev tefillah when you should say it with great kavana. The Beis Hamikdash, from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, this world stands on Uvolitzian, on the Kedusha of Uvolitzian. Right, Rabbi Yisai, I wish you a very pleasant evening.